session number 11109, reel 3.
Mr. Proud, reel 3. What were the special duties that you had in Haifa at the time of the pullout?
I was the officer in charge of the Haifa Rural Division. That was the whole zone excluding Haifa city itself, with the police stations from just south of Jaffa, just south of Acre to the north, and down to Hedera in the south. That as a result of the bombing of the Haifa district headquarters in September 1947, I had been moved out with my staff to Shefa Amr police station. This building had been enlarged to accommodate a company of the police mobile force at one time, so there was much additional sleeping accommodation available. When the final evacuation of Palestine was ordered, this police station became a transit camp to accommodate 500 men at a time. They would come up from the south of the country into the Shefa Amr for 48 hours before going down to the port to be shipped out to UK.
Did the withdrawal go smoothly?
As far as my area is concerned, everything went quite smoothly. We handed over the police stations to the majority population. Where it was predominantly Jewish, we handed over to the Jewish police. Where it was Arab, we handed over to the Arab police. Unfortunately, in two areas, the Arab police promptly deserted, so the Jews took over. My last headquarters, the instructions were just to abandon it. But as we had to pass through the Jewish area to get into Haifa, they were the first ones in. And that particular police station, I understand, is now used as a training depot for the Israeli police.
What were your feelings on quitting Palestine?
Rather empty. I leant over the rail of the ship in the sunset, watching the sky getting darker and the mountain outline just fading into the background, and sort of realizing I'd never go back again. 14 years written off.
When we were discussing the earlier period of the 30s, I didn't ask you about a famous army officer at that time called Ord Wingate, who was in Palestine. Did you ever come across him?
No, I never met Wingate. He was actually there in 38, 39. And I'm afraid we never met him. We didn't like his activities. He'd been allowed to organise irregular groups of Jewish settlers into what he called special night squads. And they would run around the outskirts of the Jewish settlements, mainly in the plain of Esdraelon, that's north of Haifa, north of Jenin, lying in ambush and then shooting up any Arabs who came along. Now this is regarded by the Jewish side as training the Jews to be independent, self-reliant, etc. And some of those Jewish settlers, mainly under the late General Moshe Dayan, actually took part in the campaign in Syria in 1941. That's when Dayan lost his eye. But in the long term, it meant that these people were all being trained to fight against the British who remained. So we weren't at all amused at Ord Wingate's activities.